12:15.
Why don't we ask the city what?
Yeah.
What they would prefer.
Mayor Caballero, did you, you know, because you've been waiting here, would you like to address the board? So, because I have a feeling that we may break for lunch, and I certainly would offer you the opportunity to address us if you want to at this time, so that you wouldn't have to wait, or you could wait until the staff goes through its presentation, probably after lunch, and then give your presentation at that time. It's up to you.
Actually, I prefer to address the board right now. I do apologize. I normally would wait without any problem, but City Hall is closed, and I have people showing up over there.
That's fine. Please, please, why don't you address us?
That would be fine.
Yeah.
Board members, good afternoon. Thank you very much for the opportunity to address you today. My name is Ana Caballero, and I'm the mayor of the city of Salinas. It's a pleasure for me to have you here and for you to be here in our city. And there are a couple of people that are here to address the details of the report that you're going to listen to today. I'm here to talk to you about a couple of things that I think are important. One is we want to continue working with your agency. It's pretty clear that we understand your goals and that we share the same goals. There's no question about that. Right now, our city is facing a financial crisis such that we've never seen in the past few years. And I know that's not your concern here today, but I want to share some information so that you'll have a context in which to consider the discussions that you're going to hear. The city of Salinas, unlike the federal government and the state government, are required to balance our budget on a yearly basis. And over the past 3 years, we've cut $15 million to our general fund budget. We've eliminated 222 positions, and we've just issued in January 70 layoff notices. 13 of the staff that have been eliminated are in our maintenance services department. Some were working on the development of the permit, and others would have been working on the implementation of the NPDES program. In addition to all of that, we've also, you probably have read, closed our libraries and majority of our rec centers. So we have very limited resources as a city, and we're one of the few in the door in terms of this permit process because we are a city of over 100,000. We want to let you know that we will continue to work with your staff on this project. And our city did see the video that you were presented with here today, and quite frankly, again, I know this isn't an issue that you have a whole lot of control over, but I think that the issue of our waterways and protecting our clean water is a state and a federal issue, and there should be federal and state resources so that we're doing things in a systematic way, protecting the oceans all the way down the coast in a way that's consistent and that we collaborate on. It's a little frustrating to me to have state and federal mandates that at the local level we agree with 100%, but then have it fully funded on the backs of local government. So having said that, I want to enlist your help today to change Proposition 218, which requires us to go through a lot of different hoops in order to find the resources to implement storm drain fees. If we could change that legislation and include the exemption to storm drain fees, I think it would be tremendously important to a city like the city of Salinas that that implemented a fee and then found our fee did not comply with Proposition 218. In addition, we believe that the federal and state government have a responsibility in this as well, and if we can figure out a way to be able to create incentives, I heard incentives mentioned here today, for some of these proposals, which are really tremendously innovative, but are very, very difficult at the local level to do in isolation from a bigger picture. So if there were incentives for municipalities to do some of this work, I think you'd find at least for, from the city's perspective, us first in line to take advantage of those incentives and to move much more rapidly to make things happen. But given our fiscal situation that we're in right now, we're really struggling just to kind of meet the basics. And finally, I do have a letter that I'd like to submit that was prepared for today's hearing. We are on the same side, I believe, and want to make sure that that you understand that some of our negotiations that we've been involved in have to do with resources as we currently find them, and we're looking to have some help in the matter. So if I could, I've got a letter to submit to the board, and then thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today.
Thank you. Any questions of the mayor?
I don't have questions, but just two comments on the letter. Could I have that, Chris? This submission's late, so I'll look at it over the lunch hour, and the board can address after. Oh, this is the one we got yesterday. We can talk about this now or after lunch on whether to admit that.
Okay.
Then on the Prop 218 issue, since we're an executive branch agency, we can't take positions on legislation without going through various procedures, but I can give my card to your attorneys at the lunch hour, and I'd be happy to talk to them about that issue.
Okay, that'd be terrific.
Well, I just want to say that I recognize and acknowledge the challenges that the city has, and I wish there were real easy solutions to getting around this dilemma. I know it faces a lot of government agencies, but we're going to have to put our creative thinking caps on to try to, make headway to deal with certainly the stormwater permit issues. And we'll see what we can come up with.
Very good.
So
thank you very much. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
I wish you luck.
I would just like to add that I think as staff has mentioned some of the responses to your staff's questions, that much of what we're doing here today is not our discretion. We're just implementing the federal law as it is, and, we don't have a lot of wiggle room to these are things that we've created. I mean, certainly some of the things we've talked about this morning are new things, but much of what's there comes directly out of the federal law. So indeed it's difficult for both of us.
I think we understand that part of what we're trying to accomplish is to push some of the higher cost items to a period of time when we either have the ability to go back to the voters or change Proposition 218 or to see the growth within our own budgets to be able to manage some of the issues. So it's not an issue of we just don't want to do it. It really is a financial issue, and we're not using that as an excuse to say we're not recalcitrant. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. I think there's some wiggle room in terms of when things have to be done, and if we can get a little bit of assistance on that, we're here with you. And we really want to be the model that you can use for other communities and work with this agency. And I heard a lot of interesting things in terms of education, in terms of community outreach, and we're certainly interested in doing that kind of work as well. So the more that we can build partnerships to help some of this happen, I think the less of a cost it'll be for us immediately, and we'll be able to achieve the results which you're looking for. And if I could, one of the challenges that I see over and over and over again is that we have mandates that we're required to meet. And for the most part, many of those mandates are paper mandates. And certainly the whole issue of affordable housing, which you have nothing to do with, but all we have to do is give a plan about what we're going to do to make housing affordable. And that's the reason the state's in a crisis, because most cities only submit plans instead of actually building it. And I'm hoping that that's not where this agency is going. It's just having people have plans and then not really implementing them, or that the implementation doesn't achieve the desired results that you're looking for. So that's, from my perspective, we want to work with you to achieve the desired outcomes. But we also want to be cognizant of the fact that we are a relatively poor community struggling with some pretty big issues. And so this is one of the issues among a multitude that we are facing. So we're looking at the opportunity to work with your staff to be able to put some of it on a little bit on the out years. That'll give us an opportunity to continue our progress on this. So that's where we're coming from, I think. Thank you.
Okay. Does any other member of your staff wish to address this now so that they can kind of be released, or do they want to wait for the...
I think they want to wait for the staff presentation and then see if you have any questions in regards to
that. That's fine. Mr. Jeffries, did you have a comment?
Yeah, just a couple of comments. The Honorable Mayor, and I do appreciate you being here this morning, and I probably understand the plight of the city of Salinas more than anybody else since I'm a resident of the city of Salinas. And I know the fiscal restraints that you're going through and so forth. And I do know that you have some very large developments on the future planning. And I think it's important for you and your staff to look at those future developments and build in these stormwater projects with those developers, because looking at previous developments, none of these retention basins were built in that I can remember, and most developments are put the stormwater facilities in, then they start building houses, and during the rainy period there's discharge into the storm waters. And I think that would help you on the end results of the problems that we have. And Salinas is probably different than any other city that we have, but the percolation problems in Salinas are horrendous because of clay layers. I'm very familiar with that. And the runoffs are very heavy, and we have flooding problems. So those are all the things and that we have to contend with. And I hope you understand that we are just the messengers, and we're trying to make it palatable for all of us to be able to exist. And I don't think we want to put any undue necessary pressures or financial burdens on any community, because we understand the financial constraints. So with that, as a board member, I'm willing to work with your city, my city, and the other city to overcome these things. But we need your help. And we just, you know, can't come to us and say, we can't afford it. And I was interested in reading some of the, I read probably 30 excuses why your staff can't do any of this. But I didn't hear anything positive, and that kind of upset me a little bit. So I think you need to take the message back to your staff. Try to work with us so we can work with you. Thank you.
Mr. Briggs.
Just wanted to respond to your concern, a very valid concern, about wanting to make sure that this wasn't like the, say, the affordable housing issue where you're just required to submit a plan, and that you hope that's not our focus. And I can tell you that I am very frequently emphasizing that point with our staff to make sure that what we're doing translates into on-the-ground improvements. And even programs where we have two strikes against us, because we get the planning money but we don't get the implementation money, or very little implementation money, we still try to kind of tweak the system so that we focus as much as possible on actually getting results in the field. And I think that since you were here listening to the board's discussion and questions about staff's review of the stormwater management plans and how the whole stormwater program works, I think you heard that the board is also very supportive of that notion and pushing to make sure that it's not just a public participation program, but it actually translates into real improvements. So rest assured that it's not our goal just to have make-work projects for plans to sit on the shelf. We're really interested in the end results.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mayor, I also want to thank you for coming. I'm pleased and impressed that you took the time. And I guess I would say that if I could echo what Mr. Jeffries said, but also hear what you asked, I would advocate the principle that the board staff, the board and the board staff do work collaboratively and flexibly. What I would hope is that that we could, it'd be difficult to do this, but that we don't delay on getting, for example, developers to implement better practices. That, in other words, that giving flexibility to the city doesn't result in pushing out basically the private sector will be shouldering its responsibility. That would be my principle there. Yes on flexibility with the city, no on delay for water quality protection in the future.
I can assure you we don't have anything that's going to be no sticks in the ground for the next 2 years. I mean, everything's in plan and in process. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have plenty of time to make sure that we have everything in place once the development is going to come on board.
I see. Thank you.
In fact, one might suggest that a good compromise would be for us to agree to allow expensive things to be delayed, that you would then agree to do things that aren't expensive early, you know, things like changing your building policies and zoning policies, things like that.
That's very good.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. What's that?
That's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
it's inexpensive compared to a lot of construction activity.
Yeah. Any other questions for the mayor? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Enjoy your day.
All right. Does staff want to wrap this up for us? Or are we wrapped up and ready to...
No, we're not. No, we're not wrapping up.
Oh, wait a minute. I mean, so the we break for the lunch
break
hour.
Break for lunch.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And also, do you want to... should we have the short closed session at the tail end of the lunch?
Yeah.
So we'll also be breaking a closed session.
Okay.
And
all right.
Excuse me. Are you going to go into closed session before you go to lunch?
No. After.
But we could do it after we finish this item, too.
Well, the reason,
Mr. Chair, the reason I'm asking the question, because I'm just looking, it's 12:30.
All right.
And knowing the restaurant situation here in Salinas, that it would probably be better for us to have the closed session first. And that would delay it a little bit further, so we would get at the tail end of the noon hour rush instead of in the middle of it.
Does that work with the restaurant? Okay.
Good.
And how much time do you think we'll need to get over there and eat? And
10 minutes each way. And
hour total?
So yes, if we had let the restaurant know that we're in a rush, that they don't stall us.
A quarter to two or two? 2 o'clock, say.
Two.
Okay. So 2 o'clock. We still got a lot on the agenda to do, and I know.
We'll try for 1:45 then. Let's
okay.
try for 1:45.
1:45.
We'll try for 1:45.
Okay.
We'll and the closed session will be on deciding whether to initiate litigation and substantial exposure to litigation.
Okay. All right, so we'll break for lunch. We'll reconvene.
Mr. Chair, one thing before we do that. I'd like to acknowledge a former board member. Merritt Evans, can you stand up? Can you tell me what years you served on this board?
Somewhere in the middle 70s until 83, and this was deja vu. I've heard all this kind of talk before. I'm surprised we haven't made more progress on our old 218 being enforced, and having to get permit 2 is another phase after permit 1, and that's according to what I'm trying to hear today. But I wish you all luck. And be tough. Don't be wiggle-woggle, because this was going on when I was this kind of talk was going on 20 years ago, and you have a lot of progress to make. I feel guilty that we didn't make more when I was in service.
Nice to have you here.
On the board, and I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you again. I was that young fellow.
Yeah,
that was
you were still young, and I said, well, that's Roger. I meant to come and see you when you first got the job. Congratulations, you seem to be surviving.
It's a facade.
If you ask him again, he'll tell you he's a shell of his former self.
That's good to see you again.
It's nice to be here, just on the public side. But I don't know. I just want to urge you all to be tough. And if you have to go back to the old thing where you find them and then let them use their fine money to do their work, then is that still the way you operate most of the time?
No.
No.
Well, I'm sure the city of Salinas is real happy to hear that.
I'm not Salinas is even on the agenda because I didn't have a copy of it, but I was thinking Monterey and Pacific Grove because there's real tangled web as far as the open.
That'll be on next month's agenda.
Right.
Yeah, but it won't be here in Salinas.
Right. Okay, folks, we'll meet back here at 1:45.
Hang on a second.